Burlington City Councilor Jane Nodell has spent 20 years representing the city's central district as a progressive. But on January 6th, the Progressive Caucus decided to nominate newcomer Perry Freeman, a 27-year-old community organizer. Nodell is now running as an independent to try to keep her seat on the council. She says a couple factors led to her decision.
I heard from a lot of constituents in the Central District who hadn't attended the caucus and don't kind of go to party caucuses, that they really wanted me to run, go ahead and run as an independent because they valued the work that I did, and they wanted a choice and an opportunity to support me. So that was pretty important. And secondly, I am not ready to give up fighting for the issues that I believe in, and I'm involved in some pretty big projects and decision-making that I would like to see through to the end.
Jane Nodell, do you think that you do have enough of a progressive base that would vote independent to be able to beat not only the endorsed progressive candidate, but the Democrat that is also running?
Clearly, it will be a coalition of voters. I'll be reaching out across the political spectrum to attract the support of progressives, of independents, of Democrats, and Republicans. It's a big district. It's downtown, the waterfront, and the Old North End, very diverse. There aren't just progressives in the Central District. And I will be pitching my experience and my track record, both of which don't make me entitled to re-election, but give voters some confidence in the kind of work I will do in the future because they can look at what I've done in the past.
You've been a progressive since you were first elected, and you've been on the city council in Burlington for at least 20 years. Has the Burlington Progressive Party changed in that 20 years?
Well, first, it is 20 years I'm finishing up, although not all in a row. As for whether the Progressive Party has changed, certainly I feel that it's not the same party it was in the 1990s and the 2000s when Peter Clavel was mayor. That was a party that had an activist group, but they also had a lot of people in the party who understood what governing is all about. That is what seems to have changed. But I think there would probably be people in the party who feel like they're getting back to their roots. My own view is it's not the same party it was at least 20 years ago.
You mentioned earlier that there are still some issues that you want to work on and move forward with. What are those issues?
Senior services. We're trying to stabilize the senior center in the New North End and in a cost-effective way maintain and enhance services for the very diverse senior population of Burlington into the future. So that's one, senior services. Number two, alternatives to the property tax and sustainably and affordably maintaining a very high level of public services. Another one is permit reform. We have started permit reform. There's a question on the March ballot. We're going to create a one-stop shop, a new department that brings together the building inspection services, minimum housing, and zoning. But that's just the first step. We have to do more to make sure that we can deregulate some of the onerous requirements we put on people who simply want to, say, buy new windows to make their home more energy efficient. We make it very, very hard in Burlington for people to maintain and upgrade their homes and apartments. So those are the three big ones I'll mention here.
Jane Nodell, running as an independent, you'll be facing a progressive and a Democrat, and so far there's no Republican, but facing two challengers, how challenging will this campaign be?
We will mount a very aggressive and organized campaign. We'll need to organize, just like everybody else in the race. And with not having a party, right, the party usually provides some basic infrastructure. We'll be building that up. But I'm very heartened by the number of people I've heard from who have said, just let me know what you need. So I'm confident we're going to be able to build a strong team, and we're going to be working hard. It's six weeks to the election. So it's going to be an intense period with a lot of activity. And I'm really looking forward to connecting with people and explaining the choice that they have and making my case.
Independent Burlington City Council incumbent Jane Nodell faces progressive Perry Freeman and Democrat Jared Carter. No Republican has yet entered the race. The election is on town meeting day, Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.